Hello.
Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support returning your call.
Oh, hi. Me and my husband are disputing a charge, and it had your phone number on our bank statement.
Okay, we can take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
52402.
Okay, and what would be the first and last name?
It would be Lee Washburn.
Okay, just a second. Okay, I do have a Lee Washburn here. Could you verify what the email would be for me?
Lee Washburn 8@gmail.com.
Okay, just a moment. The account is loading for me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So this account was opened on December the 4th with the entry to the drawing for a chance to win the cookware, which it was a Crewe set, a Dutch oven pot. Do you guys recall entering into that drawing?
He said it was not a drawing.
It
It
said
was
he
a,
won it, and all I had to do was pay
it
for the.
says that he won it and all he had to do was pay $5
It
in
was true.
shipping. And the charge came up 66 something.
Well, it was a drawing. That information was in the terms. Initially entering into the drawing, all you pay is the entry fee, which was $7.95, which will also substitute as a shipping fee in the event that you win that initial drawing. It also informs you in the terms that if you don't win that initial drawing, you're entered into a bigger drawing for a better chance at winning that cookware, and there is a fee for that of $67.32.
Yeah, no, we don't. He doesn't want that. We're disputing that. That was
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
that's not how it read for him. So to him, that's just not a valid way of
So we did
promoting
go ahead
something.
and cancel out the account to prevent it from, continuing to bill as it is a recurring subscription. And we do want to inform that what will happen in regards to the dispute is that the banking institution does contact us. We inform them of our terms. They verify all the information on the account, and typically they won't provide a refund because they will deem the charges valid due to the fact that that's not fraud unless someone stole your card information or something like that. We are willing to offer you a 50% refund of that charge to prevent that from happening to you.
I'm going to be getting a hold of the bank.
He said he's still going to be getting hold of the bank because that's not what the email read when he agreed to it.
So that, like I said, that information would have been in the terms and conditions. It is when placing any order, it does have
Did you
terms.
read all the terms and conditions, or did you just see $5 shipping?
Said $5 shipping. He said you won, and it's $5 shipping.
He said all it said was you've won. Do you have the email still on your phone? Hold on a minute. I'm going to have him go through his email because I want to read
Okay.
it.
Don't get the same
Oh, I'm
thing.
glad I really called because then if it was a reoccurring
Yeah, it keeps coming through. Isn't the same one, probably.
a second
Well,
one?
yeah, I keep getting them. So that's when I
Okay.
congratulations. You have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program. Of course, it didn't look like that. It already said you won that the first time.
When did you say that this what? When did you say that
The fourth.
it was the fourth? Okay.
Yes, that was the day that was it was entered into.
Okay, I'm going back to his messages for the fourth.
all encrypted. That was when I tried to get back to him, say, what, no, what was this? Because...
Okay, now, okay, I have the email for the fourth, and it says, you've been chosen, and then it has three little folded things now that says that this file is now encrypted. And it's dated on the 4th, so I want to see, like, where all of this information was.
And it says today's winner on it.
Yeah, and it says today's winner, December 4th, to Lee Washburn, 8. And it's got three little things, like pictures that you click on. And every time you click on all three of them, it says that it has been encrypted. Error.
Okay.
All
so,
access to this object has been disabled. So you can't provide, you can't show a bank something that literally is now been disabled on our end to where you can't even read it.
Well, what I'm saying is the bank, we don't show the, what the bank does is they contact us, they confirm, do you have the name Lee Washburn in your system? Do you have Lee Washburn's email? Do you have his address? If we can verify all that, then they can confirm that Lee Washburn did, in fact, place his card information in order that. So that's not fraudulent. That's
it is fraudulent. It is fraudulent. If
we're just informing you of the bank terms of how the bank.
No,
works.
I know, and I'm sure when he goes into his bank that he's dealt with for 25 years, that they're going to say the same thing when you click on that email. Why is it now all encrypted?
Well, they got a hold of me saying it was suspicious.
Because he's already entered into it.
Yeah, and his bank already contacted him and said that it was suspicious activity to begin with. That's why they informed him, and that's how we knew of these charges.
Okay, we understand. I was just authorized by my supervisor to go ahead and fully refund that $67.32 for you as a courtesy. It should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes it's a lot sooner. That's just dependent upon your banking institution. Like I stated, we did cancel out the account as it is recurring. And I have a confirmation number that it was canceled, if you would like to take that number down.
Yeah, hold on just a second. My husband's going to write it down. All right, go ahead.
So that number is first the letter C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie, okay.
263.
263.
173.
173.
710.
710. Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming.